except the people across here, these were, there was big houses across the lake were country estates.
Yes. They were country estates.
They came to Burnaby to have a big estate.
This is around Deer Lake.
That's right, you see. And separately, they had 17 acres over there.
17 acres. No, when they came in, I would say, coincident with the great development of Vancouver. And I don't know whether you realize the development of Vancouver, you see, occurred after the turn of the century. And for instance, one of the things that used to be a song by 1910, Vancouver will have 100,000 men. So you get some idea of what they were aspiring to.
They were all built somewhere between 1910 and 12, yeah. before the war started.
During the period of this boom, there was a boom at that period, you see. And remember that when I was born. And when we were born, we were just recovering, or at least the world was recovering, from the Depression of 1896. William Jennings Bryan running for President of the United States. I can remember them talking about it, even as a young kid.
Was there much logging still going on in Burnaby then, when you remember it?
Most of it on the big scale had been done. That's right, and the people that did this part of Burnaby, I don't know who did the other part, but the people that did the sort of northern slope from Central Park this way were largely Gilley Brothers of New Westminster. And on Deer Lake there was a mill where a lot of the logs were brought, and they were either something done to them here, and then they were sent along Deer Creek and eventually got up to the Fraser through Burnaby Lake and Burnett Creek. But there was a mill right on our property. Even the remains of it, you can see the old stump still there.
So this period we're talking about with the berry farms and the big houses around Deer Lake is about
what my wife says is very true. Those are two different phenomena. That's right about it, isn't it?
About 1910.
That's when they were built, I know. Yeah. I don't know when the berry farm started. But they have gone into the history of these houses, you see, so that they want to know who built them and when they were built. And they were built. They were all built in around that time.
Yeah, and the early people who had berry farms and this kind of thing, they were two different kinds of people. There were people that just wanted to get away from everything, and there were a lot of people who were, many of whom had money, who came to this province, who wanted a nice life and were willing to have it. But they also were very conscious of producing their own food.
Yeah.
This was a natural phenomenon.
I wonder when people who were working in New Westminster or Vancouver began to move into Burnaby. Would you have any idea?
Who began to work in any kind? Well, on the southern slope, that would have occurred in the 90s. People were there. That would have occurred in the 90s when the interurban line went through. Now, the Burnaby Lake line didn't come in until 1911. It was part of the development of Vancouver. Now, in North Burnaby, there was always a great crowd of people in North Burnaby. That's another thing which I don't know too much about. But on Capitol Hill, there were people there who, I think they walked to town, to Vancouver to start with, and there was an extension of Hastings Street, car line, that they could get. That was their mode of transportation. But the Burnaby Lake line didn't come in until 1911.